Blog Talk Radio.
Damn it. We talking. We doing it. Hey, you know what? This is a complaint from me to you motherfuckers. Man, I didn't got... That's why I haven't been on the fucking airwaves. Because I didn't got damn... Way too many. I'm getting motherfuckers complaining about that I'm not, you know, doing videos consistently like I used to do them or was doing them or whatever the fuck these motherfuckers be thinking. But let me tell you something. And I'm being honest. Man, I wish I would try to, you know, do anything on your schedule. I mean, I could see if you was a real supporting motherfucker and you, a lot of what you was doing was helping me, you know, stay rolling and shit. Motherfuckers in my blood, them young bitches this, them young bitches got you doing all kind of goddamn shit. Man, you need to get back on. Man, ain't got nothing to do with no young bitches, man. You can believe what you want a motherfucker believe. Got something to do with what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. Shit. I don't give a fuck that you want to hear this shit every day. I want to spit it every day. But you motherfuckers want everything for free. Man, I give you what I can for free. And that's whatever it is, whenever the fuck I want to do it. But about you demanding me to come on every day or every other day or whatever the fuck you motherfuckers talking about, you suck my motherfucking dick. I ain't doing shit you want me to do. I will do what you pay for. But what I'm saying, if it's about me doing shit free, accept what I'm giving you. Because I'm confident about what the fuck I talk about. So, who needs the shit I talk about? That's what we finna talk about right now. Who the fuck need it? Rosebud, don't nobody need that shit you be talking about. Nigga, that's some fucking old bullshit. You know, you a dinosaur. You know, this is the new lays. And this is the man, you motherfuckers are so full of shit. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. I want real motherfuckers that really want what it is a motherfucker like me have to offer. So who needs confidence the most? There's motherfuckers. There's a lot of people. Shit. There's a lot of people who have confidence. And there's a lot of people who don't. The thing is, where you at? 336, I see you right now since I ain't really rolling up in the get at you now. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, bud? I want to speak on something. I just want to speak on that title, Who Needs It? And from my perspective, like 98% of the people out here, because the age I am now, I'm just now learning that I got to be all about me. And prior to listening to the video that you did post, I really didn't even understand how to be me. So I am gaining further perspective, I am gaining more insight on learning me. For example, I've been talking to this lady, and I've been putting it down. I've been talking my shit, and I tell her, yeah, baby, I told her, yeah, baby, just let me have my way. So her response is, so what do you mean when you say, just let you have your way? And I was stuck, realizing I really didn't even know what I wanted.
Stop. What I'm saying is this. Don't take this personal, but you full of shit. Why would you be stumped because the bitch asked you, what do you mean when you want to have your way? Why
not
would you
stuck.
Be stumped?
When I say stuck, that's the wrong word. I could have used a better word. Unprepared is the word that I should have used.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you this. Do you know why there was any question or any uncertainty on the woman's behalf from what you said?
I'm not going to say
that's
uncertainty.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No,
okay.
No, you don't. Then the reason you had any problems is the word let. Where did you use that word?
I used it. I didn't put any thought into it. I just said it.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. You motherfuckers don't think. You said, hey, the only thing, baby, is that you got to let me have my way. Didn't you say that?
I did.
So what I'm saying is, what bitch going to let you have your way? What I'm saying is this. You could have said, baby, the only way we gonna fuck around is if you accept and I'm finna have my way. She wouldn't have asked you no questions. She wouldn't have made no statement unless she wasn't accepting you having your way. As soon as she started talking, you should have cut her off. Look, fuck that. I ain't going through no, combat to have what I'm telling you. I'm just letting you know how we gonna roll. And what I'm saying is all the bullshit, all the uncertainty, all the shit you talking would be dead. Unless she didn't want to fuck with you. And if that's the case, fuck you, bitch. Right?
That's right.
So what I'm trying to
like
tell
that.
You, listen, what I'm trying to tell you is you motherfuckers don't be thinking about what the fuck you saying. That's why I do what I do. Because motherfucking Sidewalk University, they think about what they saying. Because they know their conversation is part of their arsenal. And they know their arsenal is either weapons or tools. It's up to them to decide what the fuck they want to use their conversation for. Sometimes it's a tool to assist you in getting what the fuck you're trying to get. Sometimes it's a weapon to make a motherfucker to see not to fuck with you. But it ain't never about no bitch. Bro. You feel me?
I'm here.
All right. You got anything else you want to take?
I got something else I'm going to say.
Come on, let's go.
At first I used to hesitate to call in. However, I know that I got to grow. So if you're going to say what you got to say, man, I'm calling and I'm speaking what I got to say. And if you do talk shit to me or roast me or teach me, it's just going to help me grow. So shit, when I get my money right, shit, I'm coming to Sidewalk U, but I mean, I got to get there first.
Excuse me. Listen to this, man. If I'm roasting you or if I'm teaching you, it's coming off the same way. Because the only way you can get roasted is to understand what you're being roasted about. And if you do, you're going to learn. And just teaching you or learning That's just an ongoing process. So what I'm saying is there's nothing separate about those two things. And you, what I'm saying is we got to stop trying to minimalize shit. Shit's supposed to be big. It's not supposed to be little. It's not supposed to be the smallest thing you need to do. It's supposed to be the biggest thing you could do. Or else, what's the use of thinking of it? It ain't shit. If it's some bullshit, I'm talking about if you could do up to a 10 and you thinking only twos, I mean, what are you doing? You cheating yourself. If you could think up to a 10, you need to try to think of an 11. That way, everything you think of is at least 10, because you sure trying to reach 11. And that's the way you got to think. And you got to accept. Do you know what an oxymoron is?
Not right offhand. Right offhand, I don't.
Oxymoron is a situation that's opposites, but they're saying it's the same. Otherwise, an oxymoron. In order to go up, you got to stay down. You understand what I'm saying? Up and down have two different meanings.
I didn't
so in
that
order to stay up, and whoever knows what up is, because English is the only language that one word can mean 7,000 things, but I'm saying using it the way I'm using it, the only way to be up, otherwise stay sharp, is to stay down, which means be, you know, always be playing. So what I'm saying is the only way to be up is to be down. See, ain't nobody gonna know what the fuck that means unless they from the goddamn streets. But when they really think of why they don't know what it means, it's because they're hearing the operative words, up and down. They're opposite.
Got
how can you say them in the same sentence to mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just staying down. Name, yeah, stand down is gonna propel you upward.
That's the whole point. And unless you know that, you're gonna hear the word up and down, and you ain't gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why we use those kinds of words, those kinds of terms, so we can be talking in public. And only a real motherfucker's gonna hear what you're saying. Words you're using. You know, I'm not a politician. I don't need you to go for what I'm thinking. You know, politicians need you to go for what they're thinking so they paint the picture. No, I paint the picture so you can see what you can have, not what I can have. It's a big difference, man. Go ahead.
I see, bud. And what I'm saying is, to me, staying down is just always thinking I'm the best. Oh, I got the best thoughts. And the best things are for me. The more
okay,
I think
is,
like this.
Hold on. Hey, that is staying down. But do you know what staying down is, where you don't have to make no explanations? That's ABP.
Not right, nope.
ABPs. Always be playing. Because when you knock, you get played. Period. There is nothing that I say out my mouth, even right now, where I'm not playing. Because I know what I'm saying, and I hope whoever the fuck hearing me go say whatever the fuck they got to say about whatever the fuck I'm saying, and I'm going to check them. Because I'm leading. I'm not following. I'm leading in everything I say. Anything I do. When I go to a restaurant, I am leading. If they took too long, I would be mad. And I want them to satisfy me. If they came real fast, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to let them know they're great. But what I'm saying is this. I decide that. I sit there while I'm waiting and I decide that. Bitch, you want me to pick you up? All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I get there in 10 minutes, and I wait 3 minutes. I'm impatient as fuck now. 2 more minutes, I'm leaving. I don't give a fuck. I ain't calling the bitch or nothing. I'm not leaving. I'm not waiting on you. And what I'm saying is, you ain't got to wait on me. Because if I stay there, I'm going to be there at 2 o'clock. I'm already there at 1:59. I don't make no motherfucker wait on me because they want to do something with me. And ain't no motherfucker finna make me wait on them. You know, you got to establish that kind of shit, brother. That's the only way you're going to be a cut above. I don't care what damn motherfucker thinks. I care what the fuck I do. And as long as I'm
That's
doing
needed.
What I think, I don't care about nobody else. And I'm not a wretched person. I just ain't finna let my mind be occupied by some other motherfucker's thoughts. My mind is going to be occupied with my thoughts. Who else going to pay my motherfucking bills? And when I take a shit, who the fuck going to wipe my ass? Shit. Don't kill me.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, hey, I'm following that. I agree with that.
Hey, that's why you about to have it. Hey, that's why you about to have it in your young life. You sound like you ain't even 27. I might say you 24. How old are you?
Right there, at it. Right there where you at.
No, you ain't no 68 motherfucker. I'm 68.
I'm 40.
You ain't 40, man.
I'm pushing 40, bud. Shit.
Let me tell you something. If you pushing 40,
yeah,
I mean, you got a chance to revamp, rebrand all of it, because the way you sound, according to the things you say, made me say you was a young motherfucker about to come up. So what I'm saying is, when them bitches be talking to me, you ain't no 68 years old. Yes, I am, bitch. Yeah, you sound. They might say I sound like I'm 50, but just telling me the same thing I'm telling you, bro. You don't know. You got it. You ain't using it.
Heavy.
You
That's heavy, man. That's cold,
nigga. You need to fuck with Sidewalk University, brother. My goddamn...
Man, I've been...
Listen, my damn fresh semester starting in April. So April 1st. So what I'm saying, you still got time. You better think about it, man. You already got it because you got a innocence in your goddamn sound as far as what you be saying. Like you're experiencing shit. You been married or something?
I haven't been married yet.
Well,
no kids
fuck,
yet.
Wait, why the fuck are you almost 40 and you don't know the shit you're talking about right now?
Because nobody was there to actually guide me. If that's what it takes, I'm willing to out and...
What you said is kind of right. It does take guidance. But you can't get guidance. Listen to this. Let's say race car driving is on the menu. Can't nobody teach you to drive a race car until you decide to want to drive a race car. So,
and bud, I am 40. I'm 40, bud. Get that
listen,
out the way, cause I ain't no lying ass too. 40.
Bro, can you listen?
Okay. Yep.
What I'm saying is this: if you a 15-year-old motherfucker and you decide that you want to learn some shit, you know, not necessarily street shit, but it involves that, you would do things to learn it. And when you do those things, you would see older motherfuckers in there, that environment, who will school you. But see, what I'm saying is, motherfuckers be waiting for somebody to come grab your hand and say, hey, man, this is what I want you to do and how to do it. If your dad don't do that, ain't no motherfucker gonna do that. But if you start seeking whatever at whatever age and your dad don't do it, there's gonna be plenty of motherfuckers that'll guide you. Because that's what they're in the streets for. Not to guide motherfuckers entering the streets, but to show that they know the streets. So they'll tell you everything to do right. Why? Because they think your ass ain't gonna do it. When you young and you green, motherfuckers share all kind of shit with you. Because they don't think you gonna do it. But they wanna feel like they talking shit. Your job as a youngster is to soak that information up and actually do it. Because in 5 years, if you've been doing it, you're going to meet this motherfucker that gave you this game again. And he going to respect you. He going to totally fucking respect you. And that's what it's about. You take this game, you use it. And when you use it, it's going to propel you. I was talking to my partner, Shantae. I called him and he was doing the show, Grinding, Growing, and Greatness. What I'm saying is this, listen to this. Do you know what grinding is, caller?
Grinding, to this generation, is getting out there, getting it, no matter what. Most of the time pertaining to money.
Okay, stop. What I'm saying is grinding is grinding. I don't know why you said to this generation, but that's what grinding is. To my generation and the generation before me, that they might not have called it grinding, but that's what grinding is. Today, that's what we call it. So that's what we know grinding is. What is growing?
Growing is actually getting out there and experiencing things for your growth, from smaller to bigger.
Stop. What I'm saying to you is this is what's wrong with you guys. You don't make shit relate. You just take everything as individual shit. You have to grind. You have to be on the grind in order to grow. If you ain't grinding, putting yourself on Front Street for what the fuck you believe so you can get whatever you're grinding for, you ain't gonna grow bigger than what you're looking to do. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Listen, the third G is greatness. You grind and you grow, staying true to your belief, you're going to become great in that field. You're going to become one of the legends. You're going to become the motherfucker that people want to be. Why? Because your track record showed that you was out there as a foot soldier grinding like a motherfucker. And as a foot soldier, you came up through the motherfucking ranks and you start growing to be a leader in the movement. And the more you became that leader, people started idolizing you and your thoughts. And the next thing you know, you're great. Now, come on, man. Is that a life? Not the life, but is that a life from beginning to end?
Yes, it is.
So what I'm saying, brother, that's what we do. And if you don't break the shit down so you can understand what you do, you ain't gonna never achieve what you're trying to achieve because you have not identified the separating factors. Because you want everything to be cool. You want everybody to be able to do it, motherfucker. There are separating factors. And if you stand up, you can do it. And if they don't, they can't. It ain't no way I'm going to welcome them. Fuck them motherfuckers if they can't really, you know, stand up. I'm just being real, man. You know, you guys don't understand. You got to. I was looking at something, and they were saying you should be selfless, which means you care about everybody and you do everything for everybody, and you should not be selfish. I just disagree with it, but I totally understand what that motherfucker's saying. You know, if you just don't be selfish, if you don't just think about you, and you be selfless and think about everybody else, you will fulfill if there was a void that needed filling, you would fulfill it by being that way. It is okay. But see, that way is the way everybody do.
Bud, that's right.
Wait, what I'm saying is the motherfucker that's selfish, the motherfucker that ain't giving a fuck, that's a potential billionaire if it's about money. That's a potential motherfucker like me that's doing what the fuck he wanna do. So I'm saying, what's better to be, selfless or selfish? Because my selfishness do not include, fuck you, I don't want you to have it. My selfishness includes all my emotions is going to be about me having it. And if you want to have it, you better do whatever that's required for your ass to have it. Because I ain't doing shit for you to have it. I'm doing it for me. That's my selfishness. Now, you was trying to say something, you interrupting motherfucker. What you want? What you was trying to say?
Man, that's what I was going to say. When I'm selfish, when I think like this, because prior to thinking like this, don't forget, we've been taught for 39, 40 years to always be selfless. So, what I'm hearing you saying is practicing being selfish, and I'm finally seeing results. Like, far as I go, I have came to the conclusion that I can do no wrong. That's what I was going to say.
Check this out. You better change that conclusion, because you can do wrong. You just ain't going to do wrong. So what I'm saying is you should have said, I just came to the conclusion that I ain't going to do nothing wrong. I would have said, that's what's up. Because everything is the choice you make. So if you make the wrong choice, you can fuck up. But if you believe in yourself, a wrong choice could be a deviation from the plan, but it ain't fucked up because you're going to make it work. The only way you're going to make it work is if you already accepted that it's a such thing as you making a mistake or choosing wrong. That way you got room to correct it. And that's just how you live, and that's how you give yourself action. You motherfuckers don't understand. Fuck a bitch. Fuck some motherfucker. They don't give me action. I give myself action. And seeing what I see and dealing with what I see on the basis of what I see. That's my action. I'm giving myself action. You know, I love this game. I love the questions you present to me, man. It's real shit. I ain't even talking about my motherfucking bullet point. I got like 150 bullet points, and I only did two of them so far.
Okay.
What I'm saying, brother, is I'd rather kick it with you like this than anything. You feel me?
I feel you on that, bud. And I did take a step to go ahead and call you and kick it with you, no matter the outcome, because I know it's just gonna.
It's gonna be in your favor. Because I ain't gonna be lying to you. I ain't gonna be telling you some shit you can't do. I'm gonna be telling you things that you do or not. Not that you can or cannot. You either do them or you don't. If you do, you're gonna get what we talking about. If you don't, you won't. That's my life. I'm an either or. I ain't about no fucking variations. I'm about make my choice. And I'm making my choice in like a nanosecond. I don't care. By the time you finish the sentence, I already made my choice. I ain't got to think about it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a computer. I understand what computing is. Let me ask you this, bro. Do you know why computers... I mean, various things have been said, but do you know one of the reasons why computers were invented?
To organize things, to get things done faster.
Yes, right there, to get things done faster. But why did they think things could be done faster? Listen, they did the study on the brain and how fast it works. This is like in the 60s. And they realized that if you didn't think about your mom, your dad, how you grew up, and what's going on in your city, and what's going on in the world, if you didn't think about that shit, and you just went right to the answer, you could be, like, way, way, way sharper. Otherwise, did you know we only use, like, 3% of our capacity as far as our brain?
I didn't know that.
Listen, what I'm saying is this. If you were able to eliminate all the bullshit people think and just go to what they know the answer is, you would be a computer. So what I'm saying is back in the 60s, they was trying to figure out a way to get people to be able to not deal with the clutter in their brains. And the computer... per se, was already being used in warfare. You know, they in Germany and they able to talk to some motherfucker in France, you know, with these little phones they was using to see the war movies. That is the internet. That, whatever they was doing there, that's the internet. But life and things, blah, 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 made it the way we're using it. But what I'm saying is computers were made to mimic what studies showed a human mind could do. Otherwise, a computer is what whatever motherfucker thought a human would be if they didn't have to deal with bullshit that they think. So what I'm saying is, advance to the time now, I never knew all that bullshit, but I know what I know. So what I'm saying is, as far as me, I cut through the bullshit. I'm able to. That's why if you listen to me when I talk to whoever and they ask me something right now in real time, I ain't taking no goddamn long time to have an answer. I know exactly what I'm saying is if they detail me on it, I'm going into detail, but I got that answer in a fucking nanosecond. Because I go straight to the point. I've learned to do that. And when I don't do that, I go through shit. Now, I'm not perfect like a computer. All you got to hit enter. But I'm like a computer. When you hit enter on, the difference is when you hit enter on me, sometimes it don't work. But don't that happen on the computer?
It does.
So my point. What do you think my point is?
I say your point is that.
You say my.
Okay, point. We got a computer. You got you. Huh?
What did you say?
You have computers, but that computer is no way as effective as you are as a human computer if you trust yourself.
Wait a minute, man. I'm going to ask you something, motherfucker, and be honest. You fuck with my shit. Mm-hmm.
I do fuck, not the S, not
no,
the SW.
Have you bought my shit?
No, not yet. I'm gonna get it though. You know that shit.
Stop.
I've been.
Stop, man. You one of the motherfuckers that may or may not really need to get it because you said some fly shit. The shit I teach. And it sounds like you already believe it. And I tell people, man, every motherfucker don't need my shit. But there are motherfuckers that do need it. And you need to accept it when you need it. And what I'm saying to you, man, you send some real strong, powerful man shit. And I'm not going to say you need it. Unless you one of these brothers that think this shit right now because we kicking it. And then when you go think it on your own, you start thinking some punk shit. I don't know if that's you. I ain't saying it is. I'm saying
that ain't
that's
me.
That, huh?
That ain't me. It's actually in reverse. I would think it without talking to you. Then when I get to talking to you, I probably would have froze up in the past. So it's the opposite. However,
right there is just saying, maybe it is the opposite as far as what you're saying, but all you're showing me there is that you're dealing in the now and you ain't dealing in yesterday. Whatever the fuck you would have did ain't got shit to do with what you're going to do. Period. You know, everything is about either accepting or leaving it alone. You know, whatever you did in the past, fuck it. If it was fucked up, don't do it again. And if it was proper, do it every time. 262, what's up? 336, I'm going to keep you on, but don't say nothing. Go ahead, 262.
What's going on with you, OG? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, I can't complain, OG. I just called to tell you, man, you know, I fuck with those shit. Just on the strength of, you know, you be talking some game, and I be fucking with you just to, you know, learn like a little bit of shit from you from what you be talking about on the strength of you're a lot older than me, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And you done been through a lot of the more shit than I done been through, so I be tuning in, checking you out, man, because you be picking a lot of shit that a motherfucker be needing to know when dealing with women, you feel me?
Well, the thing about a elder, let's say we a tribe, you know, and, you know, I'm an elder. So I know a whole bunch of shit young motherfuckers don't know. So what I'm saying is a lot of the shit you know is to skip what took or what it took to make me strong enough to live to this point. Now, a lot of motherfuckers, they fuck what the elders know. And them motherfuckers go out and they get killed, they get hurt, blah, blah, blah. A lot of motherfuckers deal with what the elders talking about. Shit don't happen good for them. So what is the elders' value? The elders' value is not to tell you what to do. It's to show you what can happen from what's done or what's been done in life. Period. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we do know what happened yesterday. And we also cannot win today's ball game with yesterday's score. So knowing what happened yesterday only helps you if you deal with the benefits of what happened yesterday, which is whatever you learned from whatever you're doing. Because the results of yesterday has nothing to do with what you gonna get tomorrow. Unless yesterday's loss made you wanna win more. Feel me?
Man, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
336, what you got to say on that?
I got to say this about that. Anything from yesterday, you still, like you just told me, I can't hold on to the past. However, I can use it to not make the same mistakes that I made previously.
Hey, listen to me, man. That is the only good the past has for you. What you just said. For anybody that's listening, that's the only good the past have for you, to show you what not to do in the future if it wasn't a good thing, and to show you what to do in the future if it was a good thing. You have to learn. That's what I'm talking
about. Good job.
And I guess you would say, hold on, you guys. I guess you would say, if you want to be technical, well, hey, you using the past, you know, to gauge your future, but I'm not. What I'm saying is this. The past, yesterday's score, 6-4, in my favor, has nothing to do with what's going to happen in the future. But the win, as far as me winning, has hella shit to do with my mentality. So I don't look at the score. I don't look at the win. I look at winning. Because this particular game, I could have lost. But my perspective on winning does not make me a loser. Bro, you guys got to be deep like that. Now listen, unless you guys got something to say, I got shit to talk about. I ain't even starting. So, okay, listen, this fuck that. I'm going to get busy. You guys got to understand this kind of goddamn shit. Confidence is not something any person could motherfucking have. It's something that just about everybody can't do without. You just can't do without it. So the answer to who needs or who is no confidence, whatever that question was, is that they both need it equally. The motherfucker that got a lot of it, the motherfucker that don't have very much of it. They need it equally. But it's just for different reasons. A lot of people think that when you're rich, your life is just smooth. Or they think if they made more money, their life would be, you know, at least less fucked up. So all you guys that's listening, answer me this. If you made $100 and your bills were $75, would you be better off than a person who made $2,000 and their bills were $1,500? I mean, you would think not. I made $100 and I got to spend $75. Shit. That leave me with $25. But both of you motherfuckers are spending 75%. Of your earnings on bills. So think of this. If you make $100, do you think you're going to want to go where it costs $100 to eat? I think not. If you make $100, then you know you got to eat off it. It seems like you're going to want to go to where you spend $5 or whatever. But now, by the same token, if you made $2,000, you might want to go to where at least a $50, sometimes a $100 meal, because you're making money. What I'm saying is this. You both are equal. You're both spending 75% of your money on bills. Your lifestyle you've developed to live on your income. So some motherfucker making $100 and they'll be thinking to do what somebody making $2,000 would be thinking to do. They just ain't gonna do it. So what I'm saying is I was both of these motherfuckers. And I can tell you firsthand. I can tell you about the man without confidence. He's afraid of things that he ain't sure of. Not having confidence for him is a curse. And he can only do what the fuck he's done in the past. I mean, that's the only thing he can do with real confidence. Is something he's done in the past that worked out. Anything new, anything involving something he desires, something he wants, he shines away from it. The man with a lot of confidence, he is no better off because he's afraid it's all a dream. As much time as a confident man spends on shoring up his confidence, he spends almost as much time feeling uncertain about the things in life that he wants to do. Major difference, because what I'm saying is both these guys have problems, sound like. The major difference is a confident man is not afraid of doubt. Especially when this man is doubting himself. Because doubt for a confident person is like fuel for your vehicle. Doubt to a confident man literally propels him forward, while doubt for a man lacking confidence is another nail in his fucking coffin. My point. What the fuck is your point, Rosebud? Because I'm talking to each one of you motherfuckers. I don't talk just to talk. I don't make videos for likes. I don't monetize my videos. I don't give a fuck about that goddamn shit. I be fucking with each one of you motherfuckers because I know you can use my confidence course. I know it. I don't care what you're doing. And if you knew, well, not Andy, stop. What about if you knew you was lacking in confidence or lacking in something, some area, and you had to get a chance to get exactly what you needed, whatever it was, what the fuck would you do with it? As far as how would you use it? Because what I'm saying is I did not ask what you would do to get it. See, everything I talk about is not pimping. And I understand that forever I'm going to be judged or pimping is going to be included in my judgment. And I'm proud of that. Why? Because that's how motherfucker I was. Man, they can't even let me 20 years later not be a pimp. They pull up whatever the fuck about me 20 years later to say how bad of a pimp I was. And during those 20 years, there's motherfuckers out there doing whatever they doing. But I don't see their names coming up. I see me and Tate Fillmore, you know, real legends, white folks. You know, come on, man. I'm just saying. I don't see nobody that's out there right now. But if you was in the 80s, you would be hearing my motherfucking name. You'd be hearing Shantae's fucking name. You was in the motherfucking 90s, you're going to be hearing our shit. You're going to be seeing what the fuck we did. You're going to be able to have motherfuckers taking pictures in front of your cars and shit. Somebody is pimping. But that ain't going on now. So like I say, what would you do to get the motherfucking shit you needed? I speak to all men. All men. Any race. I'm black, so of course I say shit that has a black overtone. But I'm really, you know, speaking to every man. I got concerns about life that, I mean, I just got concerns in general. Hold on. 347, what's up, bro?
Rosebud, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm well. I like the title of the show. You said, who needs
can
to
you speak up, bro? Can you speak up, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, but I barely can hear you.
Go on.
You're better now. Go ahead. Man, you know, man, I hate motherfuckers like that, man. Shit. Why would he do that? He got off. But anyway, fuck the motherfucker. I got a lot I want to talk about. And like I say, everything ain't about tripping. I be having concerns about life in general. You know, finances, family, health, and a lot of other motherfucking shit. Something has come to my attention. Or my mind, or whatever you want to say. And I got a motherfucking... Well, I ain't got it, but I believe that the powers that be. 347, what, man? I ain't going to be fucking with you, man, if you're going to be hanging up on the motherfucker. What's up, man?
Hey, Rose. It is my connection. I don't know what happened, but...
Okay, you sound good. What's up, man?
Okay, I would like to say that I like the title of your show because... And I would say that I need it. And when I hear what you say, it just makes sense. But what I lack of is action. And I think I really need Sidewalk University. But however, it is the financial burden that's preventing me from doing so. Whenever I get a chance, I would go to Sidewalk University for sure.
Listen, what are you saying? You got a money issue?
Yes, sir.
Well, motherfucker, I fucks with people with money issues. You know, my doggone email is asro@gmail.com. You hit me. We'll talk about shit. I'll make it the way you can fucking come. In April.
Yes,
on April 1st, you'll be there. But you got to hit me today. You know, make sure me and you kicking and get shit straight. But what I'm saying is I will make it to where you can be there. Is that cool?
For sure. Yes, sir.
Ask
thank you.
But listen. AskRosebud@gmail.com. That's my doggone email. If you really want to fuck with Sidewalk University, since I run it, I can tell you right now, I want to fuck with you.
Yes, sir.
All right?
I'll be. Yes, sir.
All right, for sure. Okay. Now, I don't know how this motherfucker's going to be off in an hour, but evidently something I did. But maybe I can start. No, I don't need to start it over. I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to keep going, but it will cut off on its own. So I think I got 15 more minutes or some shit. But let me keep going with what I'm really talking about. See, with the way you guys dress, the way you guys accept changes in dress, and you allow it to be used as a statement. See, you're accepting that everything you do, everything you believe is less and less important. Well, how can you say that, bro? What? About the way we dress? Because, think of this. When I was a kid, when we used to go to church, we dressed, we used to call this Sunday go to meeting clothes, which was our Sunday best. Why did we do that? Because when you go to church, we were taught to believe that you're going to be able to communicate with God on another level. And it was formal. So you we didn't say formal was dressing in a suit, but evidently formal was dressing in a suit. Now, we was in Africa, in some kind of Nambia tribe, and we wouldn't be formal. We might have all kind of garb on, you know. If it was Indians, we might have them, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about where you at, as far as what I'm saying. But now, since church is all about, you know, money, the ministers, they took the dress code away. And they did that to get more people there so they can get fatter offerings. When it should be, they want more people to hear the word of God. Now, what I'm saying is, when I was a kid, when we went looking for jobs, we put on appropriate clothes. No matter how we dressed at school or in the streets, there was a looking for a job attire. What I'm saying, why did we do that? We had to at least look like we wanted to have a job or get a job. Now, with this hip-hop crowd, I mean, they bow or they hold nothing traditional, sacred. What I'm saying is we're letting everything important that we did, for whatever reason, slide. You won't believe this, but the system, not the hip-hop crowd, but the system is doing this to you. Why? Well, how can you say that, Rosebud? Because when you take the formality away from the process, you automatically accept being cheated. Well, think about it. If you took the formality of you can't take no more than two steps away from basketball, and you start letting three, four steps be taken, don't you think that means if I'm playing, I got to accept that the motherfucker taking four steps and ain't cheating? Otherwise, I'm being cheated. I'm just saying. Whatever you know, or whether you know it or not, I don't know. The less formal you are, the less fairness you think you deserve. Think of it, black tie events. Do you know what a black tie event is? A black tie event is something that was very formal. You dudes had to be in tuxedos, women had to be in gowns. But today, there are no events like that. Whoever you saw at a black tie event was in a tux. It could be sharp. It could be different. It could be whatever. The gown, well, same thing. but it was formal because it was a black tie event. So what I'm saying is the point I'm trying to make is when you trivialize that formal attire, you're unraveling the very fabric that your life depends on. This is what you don't understand. Some of you guys got money. You know, you don't have to put yourself in this situation of danger. But the vast majority of you motherfuckers don't have no money. And you better have common fucking sense. You just better have it. Because the more we accept this informal bullshit is better than formal, the more we're going to accept how this goddamn country is run to keep people in a caste system. Well, caste type system. You know, elite, kind of elite, potentially elite, regular. You understand what I'm saying? Formality is important. It's important because it establishes the extent or the importance of whatever event or situation. Now, when the institution of life has no differentiating factors, nothing to tell what's good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, oxymorons, life begins to deteriorate. Little by little, our life, our existence deteriorates. Now, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying for whatever years in the 60s you fought for voting rights, all this kind of fucking shit, blah, blah, blah. And all these years, 50 years, is like been a thing. Voting should be fair. Or everybody has the right to vote. But right now, right motherfucking now, we got people black like me, people of color, Mexican, you know, that is going with the Republicans. They are trying to stop us from voting. Now, it passed in the 60s, Supreme Court, all that bullshit. Amendments in the Constitution, all this fucking shit. So how can these motherfuckers take it away now? Because, you know, you don't give a fuck who you are. I'm not telling you to vote. I ain't talking about nothing political. I'm talking about, I don't give a fuck what happened in politics or in economy or whatever. But I'll be goddamn if I ain't gonna vote. I know when I vote, whatever the fuck I vote for probably ain't gonna happen, but if it do, whoever the fuck I voted for ain't gonna really do what the fuck I want. Fortunate. I'm able to think like that. People aren't. People think if they vote this way, it's got to be this way. Man, you stupid motherfucker. You know what a lobbyist is? Yeah, okay, let's say I'm a lobbying for oil. I'm going to lobby the Democrats and the Republicans. Okay, don't believe me. What I'm saying is the motherfuckers is paying for shit, is paying on both sides. Otherwise, whoever the fuck wins, the motherfuckers is paying for it, got them motherfuckers in their pockets. What am I saying? What the fuck am I saying? when the institution of life don't have no differentiating factors, it deteriorates. I already told you that. And what I'm saying is we're seeing the shit right in front of our eyes. These days, no one cares about the truth. These days, there are so many dudes faking, presenting whatever. Otherwise, they have, they was gambling and they won $2,000. And they heard that they can start this self-help shit. All they need is maybe $1,500. And this motherfucker spent that $1,500. Next thing you know, they some life coach. And you motherfuckers support them. Why? Because they researched and found out how to do every fucking thing right. So when you look up life coach, they come up first. You fuck with them. And then they tell you to do woo-woo-woo. And you do it. Pay them whatever. And when the shit don't work, and you can't contact them, you don't give a fuck. You just look for the next motherfucker. But when you have a motherfucker like me, somebody you can fuck with, you can reach out and touch, oh, no, something wrong with him. Something wrong with him. Why is he on here 10 years? And then motherfuckers you paid was a little while the scheme was going. What I'm saying is so many fake motherfuckers out there claiming to be real. It's like a cartoon now. See, most of the motherfuckers that I speak with don't go at the shit straight-laced, as it should be. Even in the game that I still support, because I lived it. But even in that game, there's a formality that the younger players have completely abandoned. Formality is being forsaken. For, I don't know what you want to call it. I'm saying the way we charged the hoe was formal. It was a formal thing. We better do it correctly if we want to keep the bitch. You know, some motherfuckers pointing out people talking about buying bitches shit, you know, before they stand tall, you know, or offering business park ownership in some kind of goddamn company you got that you see, they do that shit because they allow the hoe or the fact that they want to get the money from the hoe, they allow that, make them to believe that they got to be lesser of a motherfucker. So what I'm saying is they don't get anything out of hoe, and that's what they allow the hoes to think today. Because they feel guilty from getting the money. So, okay, bitch, whatever. Okay. What I'm saying is one thing, none of them motherfuckers know. That kind of motherfucker foolishness is what's killing it. The game as we know it today. The one and only reward, the one and only reward any pimp or any hoe was looking for from being in the game is getting game. That's all that was important. Money, shit, none of that matter. What you do with your money and all that kind of goddamn shit, that's on you. But hopefully you do some good people. Hopefully you do some good homework. Hopefully, you know, you see the value in, you know, this game. And then you'll be able to live cool in your after, kept life after whole life. But what I'm saying is, do you motherfuckers realize the game that you give a bitch. Do you realize that this bitch is never going to be hungry again? Never in her fucking life. I'm talking about even if you got killed in a car wreck, that bitch ain't going to be hungry. But what about you? What if you don't get killed in a car wreck and you don't have that bitch on the mouth? I'm saying, who's going to hook you up? Another bitch. Oh, yeah, you different. Yeah. What I'm saying is, all those holes, there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and all your motherfucking bitch ass got to do is hold up until it's time to collect that pot. And if you motherfucking believe that, all you got to do is just wait until the end. Because I don't have no 14 holes in the end. The truth here don't promise nothing to a hoe except the raw penis. Period. This is how you make strong hoes. You motherfuckers don't understand. You gotta have strong hoes. You know, and when you give them something to hold on to, I don't mean hoes, prostitutes. I mean bitches. I'm saying, when you give them something to hold on to other than the shit you profess, you're looking for trouble. The motherfucking bitch is holding on to something other than game. Something you didn't promise her. Me and when a hoe does that, she ain't as sharp as she can be. And when a nigga do that goddamn shit, he ain't as sharp as he can be. But, of course, you think if you promise this browser, it's going to last long. I don't know, because you don't think 2 years is very long. But what I'm saying is, what about 20? The shit you promised this bitch. Listen, you got this bitch at 18. Yeah, baby, pay me, woo-woo-woo. You know, we gonna roll like gangbusters. You know what I'm saying? We gonna live high on the high. And then, nah, the bitch 38. Bitch ain't had shit. Bitch been with you all the time. She didn't, you know, did good, lived good. You know, blah, blah, blah. And had a car or two in her. She didn't live good. But then she started thinking about the shit she was talking back when y'all was young. She get mad at your motherfucking ass. But she might not leave you another. She goes, man, you shit. She ain't gonna believe nothing else you motherfucking say. So what I'm saying, a real standalone. Only want to know that you have principles and game. If you promise shit to a hoe to get her to, you know, go my way or get with you or whatever, it makes you a money haul. Deal making type motherfucker in my eyes. So what I'm saying is I'm giving ambitious. I'm giving her the information that's going to last her a lifetime. And she don't even have to be with me. Shit. She could be with some other motherfucker. You know what, man? You guys, this fucking shit's going to cut me off. But you know what? I'm going to take about an hour break. We gonna pick up where I left off. Somebody got, because you guys are acting like you ain't even paying attention to me, you motherfuckers. You ain't fucking calling in. I don't particularly like just, you know, kicking it. I like talking to you motherfuckers. But just so you know, I don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers talking about I ain't all, but you ain't doing videos like you were. Sometimes I do them every day. Sometimes I do them once a week. Anything in between. But what makes me do them is when I get support. Motherfuckers giving me $5, $10, $20, $50. I didn't got them too. But I'm saying, if I don't get no support, I'm not particularly thinking about fucking around making a goddamn video. What the fuck for? Oh, that's right. $3. My $3. I really don't want no $3. But I'll accept it. $3 or whatever the fuck you finna send me is such a big deal to you. No. It's a big deal to me. It ain't shit to now one of you motherfuckers. So don't hit me. Don't ask me for no motherfucking deals. Unless I made a deal or sale or whatever. But I'm saying, don't ask me, can you get some kind of price? Because I get all this kind of shit, man. I get mad. Motherfuckers asking me for all this goddamn shit. Don't even hit my motherfucking Cash App, PayPal. Don't do nothing. Just wanna. And then that same motherfucker wanna. Blood, how come you ain't coming on every day? Motherfucker. Shit. How come you ain't supporting one or two or three of those days? I'm saying, man, you gotta understand. Fuck you.